It's Wednesday, which means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment. We feature people and organizations working to make the Lansing area a better place. This week we feature Lansing's Advent House Ministries. The agency offers comprehensive services from job readiness training to transitional shelter to literacy programs on Lansing's west side. Here to tell us more about Advent House Ministries is Executive Director Susan Cancrow. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
And joining her is Tim Sears. Tim is a veteran and a participant in their Healthy Life Skills for Employment program. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Susan, tell us about what you do at Advent House Ministries. It's a lot, I know.
I'll try to summarize.
Maybe the better question is what you don't do there.
Yes, I thought you might go there.
You're involved in a lot.
We are. We've been around for 26 years, and in that time we have reached out to those who are most in need in the community, focusing on homelessness as an issue. And we've helped individuals and families, hundreds and thousands of people over the years. We offer everything from food on weekends. We're the only weekend day shelter in Lansing. We're open all day, every Saturday, every Sunday, offering meals that are prepared by local groups, mostly churches and religious groups, but some community groups. We served over 34,000 meals last year to over 2,000 people. And we also, from that program, that was our core program, we discovered the need for employment assistance and literacy assistance. So we've developed employment programs and literacy programs and, of course, housing programs when people are homeless.
Tim Sears, you're a veteran. Tell us a little bit about your background. And I understand you were formerly homeless and looking for work. What got you to this place in your life?
I was working in the construction field for a few years. And with the downturn in the economy, that kind of hurt the job situation. So I decided I was going to go back to school. And I moved in with some family members while I was going to school, but between work and school, I wasn't able to contribute as much as was necessary for me to stay there. So at the time, I needed to find some place to live, and I just happened to be riding on the bus and talked to a gentleman, and he told me about the Veterans Housing Program in Lansing, and from there, I was able to connect with the Advent House, and they really helped me as far as working on my resume, putting me in contact with different groups that were looking to hire veterans, and I'm actually in the process of interviewing with one of the local companies here in Lansing.
When were you most challenged? When did you feel you were really struggling the most?
Probably the first couple weeks, when I wasn't sure what I was going to do. It's pretty difficult to not know where you're going to sleep from night to night, where you're going to get your next meal, what your future holds. It's, having that support group around you, groups like Advent House, really helps give you a feeling of stabilized living. And you feel like there's something, a future ahead for you. And those first couple weeks were probably the most difficult until I was able to get into the Veterans Housing Program and connect with Advent House and a couple other groups and really feel like there was some light at the end of the tunnel.
The state, the Snyder administration in particular, has been pushing Michigan employers to reach out to strengthen their connection with veterans in particular. Have you noticed any impact of that? Is that actually playing out in your experience?
As much as I'd like to think so, I haven't personally seen that, but as I was speaking with Susan earlier today, the thing that I've noticed the most is the competition out there. There's 100 to 125 people for every job application. One particular job I went through three interviews with, and it came down to somebody having 3 more months worth of experience. So the difficulty in that, but as far as the veterans concerned, I think a lot of that is businesses don't realize that you can get anywhere between $2,500 and $10,000 tax incentive if you hire a veteran right now. And that's from the federal level. And I don't think a lot of businesses realize that. That can be some significant money, especially for smaller companies. Looking to hire good, strong workers, look for veterans because there's some tax incentive involved in that
Quite an incentive. Susan, where does your funding come from?
Well, it comes from government, some of it, from the private sector. We have grants.
State or federal?
We have federal grants. We have from HUD. That's how we fund the program. The Good Work Employment Program is funded by HUD. To help people who've been homeless to get jobs. And I have to say quickly on that side, HUD expects 10% of people who are homeless to be employed. We have 65% of our folks getting employed. You know, in this economy, that's incredible.
Yeah.
These are a lot of entry-level jobs for people, not everybody, but a lot. And people want to work. I think it's a real testimony to the people in the program. I mean, we have a good tool. We have an excellent tool that we offer. I have great staff. But people have to want to do this, and they do. They are the ones that make that work. So we have money from the federal government. We have some state money. We have county money, city money. The city of Lansing is very supportive. Ingham County is very supportive. And we also have private foundation grants. We have the Dollar General grant for our literacy program. We do pay for GED testing, which is a huge expense for people with nothing who really want to just get ahead with a simple diploma or certificate. So that's a wonderful gift to us.
And I assume you weren't involved in GED testing 25 years ago. Your focus 25 years ago was homelessness.
That's right.
But it has, over the years, evolved into all kinds of different areas.
We were started by what is now North Westminster Presbyterian Church. We're still in that building. They are extremely supportive of us. They simply wanted to reach out to the community and feed people on Saturday. This all started with a meal. And now here we are,
wow,
all these years later, with wonderful programs and very good community support. Though we always, you know, money is always tight. And sequestration, of course, is affecting a lot of those government grants, which are big chunks of money in our budget.
Has that impacted you noticeably?
Yes.
The sequestration specifically, I mean.
Well, yes. Every grant we have, as reductions come from the federal government or anyone, it goes back to sequestration, which is just another symptom of just trying to spend down or reduce spending across the board, whether it's up at the top of government or right down here at the very base of society where we're, you know, working on the ground level with people. So it affects everybody.
Current State's Neighbors in Action segment is exploring the work of Advent House Ministries here in Lansing with Susan Cancro and Tim Sears. Tim, what's next for you?
Next for me, hopefully, is I get this job that I just have recently had a couple interviews for. And then when that's...
Construction?
No, this is actually in the recruiting for a local company, recruiting employees. I'm going to school currently for human resource management, so this is kind of, I'm transitioning from the labor aspect into the administrative aspect for myself. And hopefully I get that, and then shortly thereafter I can get my own place and just, you know, become more... have a more stable lifestyle again.
Do you have a family?
I don't. I'm just myself. I'm single.
Okay. What is it that most people don't understand about being homeless? Is there something you've learned that just isn't out there in people's awareness?
Yeah, I personally, I probably had the same viewpoint that a lot of people had when I saw somebody that was homeless. I thought, you know, or somebody that was asking for money, they're just... trying to get their next drink or trying to get their next drug. Having personally experienced this, I can tell you, yeah, of course, there are some people out there that are like that, but majority of people, you know, where I'm staying currently, we've had lawyers, very educated people that just one thing or another happened to them. They lost their job, lost their home. There are a lot of homeless people out there that are doing everything that they possibly can to get their life back. And it's just remember that just because somebody's homeless doesn't mean that they're a lower member of society. There's a lot of people out there that are homeless that are really working hard to try to get their life back. And one thing or another has happened and put them in that situation, and they're just trying to get out of it. So I think that would be the biggest thing that I've learned is that it's not everybody out there that's homeless isn't just trying to drink their life away or trying to drug their life away.
I think the Great Recession changed an awful lot of that. I think an awful lot of people were impacted by this whopping recession we suffered starting 4 years ago that really changed the landscape.
Well, did you want me to contribute?
Yeah, please do.
I am currently the chair of the Greater Lansing Homeless Resolution Network, and that's a network of all of the agencies in the area that work on the issue of homelessness. Over the last couple of years, what we saw coming from the government was money and a mandate to work with a much broader section of the population, where we had been working with people who were more at risk in many ways, not able to function too well because of education, deficits or that kind of thing. Suddenly, we had a broad swath of the population coming in, newly homeless, mm-hmm. and needing help. And that's a very different situation, very different set of skills that need to be out there. But we're good at what we do, all of us, our agencies. And we were able to address those issues and help people get back on their feet quickly because they had the skills. They just needed a break. They needed somebody to open a door so they could step through and start again.
So you feel your mission at Advent House changed noticeably just in the past 4 years on that account?
Well, yes. Our mission has always been to help the most at risk. And we've been very careful not to. It's easy to pull away from that and start to help people who are more able when there are other agencies to help. But when the population in need grows to that extent, we have to take our part. And we know our part is to assist not only those more in need in terms of more deficits maybe in training, but those more in need of overall support. We have a very good, I think, way of coming to people and creating a strong sense of trust, no sense of shame. We're all on the same level. Let's get to work, take care of business, and let's go forward, whatever the problem is. That's how we approach things. And I think in the network of agencies, I'm sure that in many ways that's true of everyone, but we all work together. Mm-hmm. And so we could not do what we do without the help of these other agencies. We work very closely with Volunteers of America, with the National Council on Alcoholism, with EVES, which is the Ending Violent Encounters, the Domestic Violence Shelter, and other Loaves and Fishes. I mean, I could name them all.
Sure.
My peers here doing this work. Yeah. I've been there for 19 years at Advent House, and I've seen some terrific people do some amazing work, and I've met some amazing people.
Tell us how people access your services, and if you're assuming you're always looking for volunteers, how do they reach you?
Okay, people can access our services by calling us at 485-4722. That's our phone number, 517-485-4722. We are also online. Our website is www.adventhouse.com, not org, com, ADVENTHOUSE.com. And we have information on the website about our programs for people who want to access services or people who would like to volunteer. And if they would like to support us, they can also donate through the website or call us or send us donations. We always are accepting help, and we know the community is out there for us. We've been very blessed.
Susan Cancro is the executive director of the Advent House Ministries. Tim Sears is a veteran. We commend you for your service, by the way, sir, and a participant in Advent House's Healthy Life Skills for Employment program. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Current State could use your help. We are always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment. We know there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. And if you'd like one to be featured in our Neighbors in Action segment, send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.